do you have terms for something like a makeshift lamp? I know in the South we talked about this. They take for like a Coke bottle or something and stick a
candle in it. Uh-huh. It's a candle or a flashlight for temporary light when your electricity goes off.
Mm-hmm. Do they occasionally put kerosene in there, or and then some sort of wick?
Oh, there used to be a lot of those, or gas lanterns. We have a kerosene heater downstairs that we can use in case of an emergency, or a gas camp stove.
Are there any other terms for kerosene you would use here, or is that
I remember, I don't use it, but I remember people used to say coal oil, that's all I think of.
But you wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that, no, but that's a term that used to be used at one time.
Okay. When things get really hot here, sometimes they set up a bed on the floor. Is there a name for that?
Oh, I've heard them referred to as pallets.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever heard of something, a type of quilt that they have here for keeping warm, especially for outside?
This is not something they've made necessarily, is that right?
I think it's something they use outside, for example, if you're going on a ride.
A robe. Mm-hmm. A robe.
But so something that, I don't know why, but I get the idea that this type of blanket would not hold water, and if it got wet, it would dry rapidly. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of a sugan?
No. We used to have a horsehide when I was small that we used to put around when we went in the buggy, you know, and it would wrap around our legs and uh-huh. and feet. And
you've never heard that word sugan before?
No, that's a new one to me.
It was new to me too. Okay. When you go to bed and you lean your head back on a
pillow,
and any terms for pillowcase that you can think of besides that one?
Cover or slip, that's all I would think of.
Okay, and if this were incandescent, what would you call that you would screw in?
A bulb, light bulb.
Plural of that?
Bulbs.
Okay, and what do you watch sometimes, you know, watch sports on?
TV.
Mm-hmm. And the longer term for that, for TV?
Longer term.
The official full name of that contraption.
Oh, television.
Okay.
Television.
And when you're cooking or your wife's cooking, something you wear around you to keep clean?
Apron.
Are there different types of aprons?
Oh, I'm sure there is, but apron is all I know.
Okay. Another thing here. When it's cold in the wintertime, something you put on, I think we...
Overcoat?
Uh-huh. Are there different types of coats?
Well, something that's used a lot now is insulated coveralls.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. And something else, for example...
Mask? Face mask?
If you sneeze and you have to, you know, you cover your face either with a Kleenex or a...
Handkerchief.
Okay. Maybe you could tell me some types of work clothes that you would wear. You mentioned those.
Well, insulated coveralls and to keep warm in the wintertime.
That's generally what people would wear around here?
I think so now. Uh-huh. It's not always been that way, but I think that's true now.
Okay, but...
Overalls.
Uh-huh, and down here on your legs, and you'd wear...
Overshoes. Uh-huh. Some people might call them galoshes, but I refer to them as overshoes.
And they're different types of, underneath, if you weren't wearing overalls, you'd wear...